So once again, the parasha is boy. At the beginning of the parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu warns Paro that Makas Arba is coming, that the plague of locusts is coming, and Paro says to Moshe, go and serve Hashem your God. Who and who are going? Moshe answers, with our young ones and our old ones we will go, with our sons and our daughters, with our sheep and our cattle we shall go, because it is a holiday of Hashem for us. And Paray answered them, Yehi chein Hashem imachem. Indeed Hashem shall be with you, kasher ashalach eschem yastapchem, when I send you with your children. Re'u, realize, ki ro'a neged p'neichem, there is evil opposite your face. This pasuk is a very difficult pasuk to understand, and Mefarshim have tremendous difficulty understanding it. Rashi also has, what is Paro saying here? Yehi chen Hashem imachem. It seems like Paro is giving them a bracha. Hashem should be with you. Kasher ashalach eschem yastapchem. What? And then it looks like he has some kind of prophecy. Re'u, realize ki ro neged panechem. There's some evil opposite your face. What is Paro saying? Later on in the parasha, the pasuk says, Hashem gives us the mitzvah of the Korban Pesach. Pasuk says, "V'ha'yo ki yamru aleichem v'neichem." It will be when your sons will say to you, "Moho avoy da'azayis lachem." What is this service to you? V'amartem, you shall say, "Zevach Pesach hu l'Hashem." This is a korban Pesach to Hashem, a Pesach sacrifice to Hashem. Asher pasach abata b'nei Yisrael b'Mitzrayim, who skipped over the houses of b'nei Yisrael in Mitzrayim, v'nogba es Mitzrayim, when he smote the Egyptians with Batenu Hitzil, and he saved our houses. When the nation bowed down. Now, this question, Ma avoid azlois lachem, what is this service to you? We know is the question asked by the Ben Harosha, the wicked son. And the Torah says that when your wicked son asks you, Ma avoid azlois lachem, you should explain it to him. You should say to him, it's a Pesach offering to Hashem, who skipped over the houses of Bnei Yisrael. And this is, that's what the Torah says to answer. And all the Mepharshim ask, why the Baal Haggadah, the author of the Haggadah, which we don't know who that is, why did the author of the Haggadah deviate from what's written in the Torah? And he says, the Torah here says to answer the Rasha like a mensch, and say, explain to him what the Pesach offering is about. The Baal Haggadah says to be nasty, blunt his teeth, and tell him that he's a lachem. He said lachem aloy loy. He says it's for you and not for him. So that's why you should say to him that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. He wouldn't have gone out of Mitzrayim. Why did the Baal Haggadah deviate from what's written explicitly in the Torah to answer the Rosh? Now the last makkah, the last plague that dealt the final blow to Mitzrayim was makkas bechoris, the plague that where the firstborn, all the firstborns died. That was the final blow to Mitzrayim, and as a result, we have many mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen is a result of Makkas Bechoris, the firstborn animal, the fact that the firstborn animals are Kodosh. All has to do with Makkas Bechoris. Why specifically the Bechoris? Why were the Bechoris smitten, the firstborn? What is the connection to the connection of the firstborn to Golos Mitzrayim? That they had to be smitten specifically in that way in order to end the Golus. So I'd like to suggest that the main tumah of Mitzrayim was a result of wrong priorities. A corruption of priorities. Meaning that the main priority of Mitzrayim, of Paro in Mitzrayim, was self. That was the main priority. Self. And the truth is that really every human being by nature has themselves as their first priority. However, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants us, Klal Yisrael, to make him our first priority and ourselves secondary. But Tumas Mitzrayim was the opposite of that. Tumas Mitzrayim was to make themselves priority. And that is what, by Bnei Yisrael buying into that and allowing that culture to infiltrate into their system, they landed in Memta Shari Tuma. When a person becomes their own first priority, making the Rebbeinu Shel Olam second priority, then the person is the person will automatically be drawn to everything that makes themselves feel good, and anything that that will satiate their appetite. So that landed them in the 49th level of Tumah. There's a Morid Gichsam Sofer, this is past week's Parsha. The Pasuk says that by Marcus Arba, by the plague of the grasshoppers, or the locusts, so it says, the Pari calls in Moshe, in Aharon, and he says, Va'ato and now son of Chatosi Achapam, forgive my sin just this once. Va'atiru l'Hashem alakechem, pray to Hashem your God, v'yoser mi'olai rakes hamavas hazeh, he should remove from upon me only this death. Some servers bothered. What is the expression "rakes hamavas hazeh"? Only this death. As what is he trying to exclude? As opposed to what? Says the Chassam Sofer that Paro is really smitten here with two things. Besides the locusts, the pasuk says in the beginning of the parasha, Hashem said to Moshe, "Boy al Paro ki ani yichbadati as liboy, I have hardened his heart." Paro was smitten with locusts and a hardened heart, meaning that Paro knew that even though right now he was awakened to send out Bnei Yisrael and do the right thing, he knew that as soon as the plague is over, his heart is going to be hardened, and he will not be able to send them out. So, he had a choice to ask Moshe to daven for one of them. So he asked Moshe to daven to remove the locusts. He could have asked Moshe to daven that his hardened heart should be taken away. They shouldn't have a hardened heart, and they should be able to do the right thing. But no, that would be making Hashem his priority. He himself was his first priority. So he asked Moshe, "Yosar may Allah, he should take you, remove from me, rakes hamavas hazeh, only this death, the hardened heart he can leave." That's Mitzrayim. That's the klipa of Mitzrayim. Making oneself priority and Hashem secondary. And our avoda is to make the Rebbeinu Shel Olam primary and ourselves secondary. And that is Bechor. Bechor is the firstborn. It's the first. It's the reishis. It represents the priority. And that was the tomb of Mitzrayim. And the truth is that every nesoyon that a yid has really boils down to that. Which is my priority? Is it a Rebbeinu Shel Olam my priority, or is myself a priority? Every Nisayim boils down to that. And the Tumah of Mitzrayim was to make oneself priority. That was Golos Mitzrayim. And that's why their Bechor, which means their priority, had to be smitten. And that is how Yetzias Mitzrayim came about. Yetzias Mitzrayim was the understanding that our Bechor needs to be the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So that's why we have all these mitzvahs, to give the Rebbeinu Shel Olam the Bechor, the first. Pinei Raben, first animal, the first of our dough, the first of our grain. The first goes to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, because he's our priority. And I believe that this is what Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paray. Ki chag Hashem lanu. That when we have a holiday, and we have all kinds of delicacies, and that's why we need to take our sheep and our cattle along, because we're going to have meat, and we're going to make a holiday. But we have an order. Ki chag Hashem lanu. Hashem is first, lanu to us is second. That's our order. Ki chag Hashem lanu. On that, Paray answered as if he was prophesizing, and he was able to see our generation. And Paray was saying, I want to see that when you take your children, and your children are going to see you sitting at a meal and eating and drinking and being festive, that your children are going to be able to take away from that Hashem is priority. Paro was saying, you're mistaken. Your children will take away from it that it's good to eat and drink and be merry. They will forget about Hashem if you do that. That's what Paro was saying. Yehi chein Hashem imachem, kasher shalach eschem yastabchem. I want to see that Hashem should still be with you if you go you go out with your children. Re'u, realize, ki ro neged paneichem. You should know that you're going to be dealing with a lot of bad in the future. And how right he was. Without the proper chinuch, that is what our children take away from it. And that's why we're dealing with kiddush clubs, and that's why we're dealing with all types of alcohol bars at simchas, and the fress that goes on, the amount of gashmias that people are sunk into, where it all began with kichag Hashem lanu. That's what it began with Hashem being a priority. But if it's not, if that's not communicated in a proper manner, then Chas v'Shalom, Paray's prophecy comes true. Re'u ki ro'a neged paneichem. Yehi chein Hashem imachem kasher shalach eschem yastabchem. And I believe that this is what the pasuk is referring to in Parshas Ekev. The pasuk says, very famous pasukim, where Hashem warns us. Be careful, lest you forget Hashem your God. And you're going to say in your heart, my strength and the strength of my hand has made me this wealth. You should remember Hashem, remember Hashem your God. He's the one that gives you the strength to gather this wealth. Now, the word that's used over here for wealth is chayil. Chayil is Rosh Tevis, chag Hashem lanu. That is what this chag Hashem lanu means, to make Hashem your priority. When you're having a chag, which is any involvement in Gashmi, is remember Hashem lanu. Hashem is first, lanu is second. That's easily forgotten. And Hashem needs to warn us, don't forget. The Rebbeinu Shlom is the one that gives you the koyach l'asas choyel, chag Hashem lanu. Now, there's a famous vort from the Kedushas Levi, now those that say the name of others as well, that in the Torah, the Yontif of Pesach is never called Pesach. It's called Chag HaMatzos. We, HaKal Yisrael, nobody calls it Chag HaMatzos, we call it Pesach. And the reason for this is that since the Ribbono Shel Olam is our priority, so therefore we celebrate. What is this Yontif about? It's about celebrating the Ribbono Shel Olam saving us. So we name it Pesach because Pesach means that Hashem skipped over our houses and saved us and spared us. But the Ribbono Shel Olam is so proud of us eating matzahs on Pesach. We are the Ribbono Shel Olam's priority. So Hashem calls it Chag HaMatzos. It's the Yontif that Eden are eating matzahs. That's what it is to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So, the Pasuk tells us that you're going to be sitting at your Seder and your table is going to be laden with delicacies and a Korban Pesach and meat, broiled, roasted, fresh broiled meat. And your son, the Rasha, is going to say, this avodah is for you. It's not for Hashem. Lachem. Says the Pasuk, you should say to him, no, Zevach Pesachu. This is a Pesach sacrifice. Ashe Pesach. This is a Pesach sacrifice to commemorate that. What's the lashon in the pasuk? Zevach Pesach hu Hashem. This is a carbon Pesach to Hashem. It's not for me. I'm not doing this for me. This is for Hashem. Hashem Pesach abata ben Yisrael b'Mitzrayim. This is all to commemorate that Hashem spared us. It's to commemorate Hashem's kindness to us. That's what we need to answer the Rasha, the Ben HaRasha, who is fulfilling Pare's prophecy and saying that this avodah is lachem. And the truth is, the Baal HaGadol is saying exactly the same thing. Rasha ma'o ha'emer, what does the Rasha say? Ma avodah azlo is lachem. This avodah is for you. Lachem v'loy loy. This avodah is for you. Loy loy, he's pointing towards heaven. It's not for him. It's not for Hashem. Since he has excluded the Ribbono Shel Olam from the equation, kofar be'ikar, he is denying what is our ikar, what is our priority. And therefore you should tell him, you're right, Hashem did it for me. Leave a loyloy, Hashem did it for me, not for himself. But had you been there, and you wouldn't have been willing to make Hashem your first priority, then you wouldn't have been liberated. So our avoda during these weeks of Shavuvim, these weeks that we read the Parshas of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is to make the Ribbono Shel Olam our ikar, in ourselves tefila, ourselves secondary. And that we should be zeicha to daven, that Hashem, if we have to daven for something, we should daven that Hashem should remove our hardened heart, so we should be able to do tshuva properly. And by doing so, we'll be zoicha to go mechayil al choyl, from one Chag Hashem lanu to another Chag Hashem lanu. We should be zoicha to the time that Kvod Shemaim will be revealed in the entire world. B'vias Mashiach, t'zkenu b'mehera b'yameinu amen.